Man in the Iron Mask.
Suggested from a story by Alexander Dumas. Written for radio by Eric Scott and a George Edwards production. Maria Theresa, having accidentally discovered where her husband Louis is and the fact that he is impersonating Edmund on the island St. Marguerite with the object of deceiving Edmund's wife, now hurries to find Edmund and to acquaint him with this terrible news. When Edmund learns the truth in the quiet of the palace garden, his anger is something terrible to see, and he utters dire threats against his brother.
I'll kill him! I'll tear his throat out!
Edmund, you must control yourself, please, please, for my sake.
You swear this is the truth?
I had it from my maid, Louisa, who had it from Letellier. And Letellier, as you know, is Louis' right-hand man. He didn't tell Louisa directly, but he was in his cups, and we put two and two together.
Marguerite on the island, alone and defenseless.
Is there no one else there?
There is one hope. My guardian, Saint-Marc, he will be there, and several jailers. But my one great fear is that Marguerite may not know. This likeness between us, so useful, so accommodating, now becomes something ghastly, an instrument of torture turned upon myself. Oh, Marguerite, you must guess. You must understand that there is only one Edmund, only one person in this world who loves you to distraction. This other, he's a swine, a monster, and I'll kill him with these two hands.
Edmund, where are you going?
To the palace. I'll have him saddle a horse and I'll ride like fury to the coast.
Oh, take care, Edmund. In your passion, you may make a mistake. They may guess at the palace that you aren't the king, and if that were the case...
Yes. If they guess, they may keep me here. And to keep me here a prisoner when I know that my brother is on the island with Marguerite. No, I can't bear the thought. But I will remember, Maria. I will speak carefully, watch my words, my actions. Until I reach the island. Then will all my self-control be gone.
Come to say goodbye.
Where is Marguerite?
Still supervising for the wedding feast. Now there'll be only two of you. And yet, your lovers. Perhaps it will be better after all. At the same time, I would like to have been with you. To wish you well. Your first day of freedom.
Yes, yes, St. Mar, but you're wasting time talking. The king's orders must be obeyed. And I've delayed in giving you these orders. You had better board the boat immediately and be off.
It seems almost as though you were anxious to be rid of me.
Anxious? Why, of course I'm not anxious, guardian. It's just that I don't want to get you into any trouble. You know, the king's an impatient man and he may be waiting for you at the coast.
I can't imagine what it is he wants of me. When my duty has been allotted to me guarding you. Still, perhaps now that he realizes that you're a free man... Oh, by the way... Did you bring back any documents for the jailers?
Documents? What documents?
The orders from the king that you're now a free man. Otherwise, there is one, you know the one I mean, Navarre, an officious man, born and bred in the Bastille, practically. If it hadn't been for me, your life here might have been very difficult with this head jailer.
I can deal with Navarre and all the others.
Then you have the orders from the king to show them.
Yes, yes, and will you please go? I feel nervous, for your sake.
Very well. Then, this is goodbye, Edmund. Until I see you again.
Until you see me again. Goodbye, guardian.
Edmund?
Oh, it's you, Marguerite. I've been waiting for you so impatiently.
And I've been impatient to be with you once again. But there was so much to do in the kitchen. I want everything to be perfect. Would you like supper late?
As late as possible.
Everything will be ready in an hour. Oh, I'm glad you're not hungry, because all those orders were given so hurriedly. You arrived back so unexpectedly.
Yes. Yes, of course. Close the door behind you, Marguerite.
Yes, Edmund.
It's so nice to be alone again.
Look from the window, sir. I can see the flares in the darkness. The little boat is setting out already with your guardian aboard. How disappointed he was that he couldn't stay with us and see. Come to the window and wait, Sir Edmund.
I'd rather not. That terrible drop.
You know, that's something I still can't understand about you, Edmund. You've always loved this window. Looking down there, hundreds of feet into those waves and the pointed black rocks. Which is teeth you used to call them?
There's something I can't bear about heights. A kind of magnetism.
Once again, you puzzle me. Well, in the past, you've always loved heights.
Well, do come away from that window and let's sit down here and talk.
Very well, Edmund. Darling, you seem so short-tempered tonight.
Do I?
Yes. What is it?
Well, nothing except that perhaps I've been impatient to be with you again.
And your voice, such a strange quality in it.
Perhaps it's my emotion. Hold your head up, Marguerite. Let me hold you close. Let me kiss those lips again.
Oh.
Don't you love me?
Well, there's something so strange about you, Edmund. Almost as though there was a barrier.
Barrier? You talk of barriers when I've just held you in my arms. I can assure you, my dear Marguerite, that there are no barriers between you and me. And there never will be. We're here alone, you and I. My guardian already on his way out of the bay. You and I alone on an island, except for a few guards and servants. Isn't it an exultant feeling? No one to disturb us and to make sure.
What are you doing?
Locking the door, of course, so that none of those oafs will come here to disturb our happiness. Marguerite, you're the most beautiful thing on this earth. Never have I set eyes on such beauty. Never have I kissed such soft, soft lips. Never have I held...
Edmund, what is it about you? That strange quality in your voice. The expression in your eyes. And that ring. Where did you get that ring?
This ring? Why, it was given to me.
Royal crest. You've seen the king.
Indeed, I've seen the king. You forget the royal pardon. But come, let's talk of you, Edmund.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, Edmund, but...
But what?
Edmund, can you find our star tonight?
What star?
A star we chose for our own.
What do you want to talk of stars for now?
Oh, this is incredible. Fantastic. Either you or I are going crazy.
What is this?
I sensed it as soon as you came here. Now I know it for the truth. You're not my husband.
You're crazy.
You're not my husband. I'd know Edmund anywhere. I love him so deeply. There's so much between us that no one could ever take his place. And yet you're... Oh, fantastic likeness. Incredible that I pinch myself to make quite sure that I'm not dreaming. You're not Edmund Marchiani.
What if I'm not?
What are you doing here? What does this mean? No, don't come near me.
If I'm not Edmund Marchiani... At least I should share his joys and his sorrows, more especially his joys. Has he never told you about his brother?
Father?
His twin brother.
Twins? And you're his twin? Oh, that explains so much.
And yet it would have been so much more amusing, so much more enchanting if you hadn't detected it. However, no matter. As I'm so much like my brother, I'm sure you won't object to my attention. After all, when you fell in love, it was with... this outer form, was it not? The face, the features, the man himself. And if I'm not Edmund, at least I am his blood brother. And what is more close, his twin. Well, why do you step backwards? Why do you keep this distance between us? Oh, no, you don't. I locked that door for one reason and for one reason only. We must not be disturbed.
Oh, give me that key. Give me that key.
In exchange for another kiss. In exchange for a little reciprocation, yes. But first I must see this tenderness, this wondrous love that exists between my brother and his wife. You shall have your key when I have your kisses.
Don't come near me. Oh, no. Oh, please, please have mercy on me. It's a joke, isn't it, sir? A joke that you would have with me. Oh, but now it has gone far enough. Please unlock that door and let me go. I go on my knees to you. Please, please.
Get up. Oh, no, don't tremble, Marguerite. I love you. Don't you understand? My brother and I shared the same mother. Why shouldn't we share the same love?
No, let me go. Oh, my arm.
If you turn away, I'll break your arm.
No.
Little wildcat. So you've got away. Well, let me tell you that these tactics won't help you. We're here alone, you and I, and the more trouble you make... What are you doing? Come away from that window. Do you hear me? Come away from that window.
If you come a step nearer, I'll jump.
You wouldn't dare.
If you come a step nearer, I'll jump.
No, you wouldn't dare, because if you jump that terrible drop below those waves, those horrible rocks, nobody would have the courage.
Come to me, Marguerite. As I draw closer, you know you could never do such a thing. There's Edmund to think of, too. Edmund, who loves you so dearly, and I... Marguerite. Marguerite! Mon Dieu, she's gone.
Horror-stricken, Louis rushed to the window as he saw Marguerite disappear from its ledge. As he looked down into the great cavern of blackness, as he listened to the dull moan of the waves and wind, he could hear once again the piercing shriek which all but split his eardrums. Make sure you hear the next absorbing chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.